A Somali-American woman from Kent has been found guilty of funneling money to a militant group overseas. Court documents say the money paid for safe houses and military operations for Al-Shabaab, that's a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The case has sparked concerns within the Seattle area's large Somali community, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
In court records, Hinda Durrani admitted she supports Al-Shabaab. It's a group that's violently fought the government in Somalia for the past decade. Federal prosecutors used recorded phone calls and internet chats to build the case against Durrani and lead to her conviction as part of a conspiracy that used wire transfers to directly support the terrorist group. Durrani is also a U.S. citizen who's lived here nearly three decades. So in Seattle's Somali community, her case caught many off guard. Hamdi Abdul calls it a wake-up call about what to do if someone may be a threat.
You know, these can have consequences of safety to all, not to some. So how do you report that? And who do you need to report to?
Abdul runs Somali Youth and Family Club, a local nonprofit. She sees programs that help steer young people away from dangerous ideologies. But now she wonders if more outreach is needed for women and mothers and more training for them on the laws of this country. The case highlighted the use of wire transfers. That's the way most Somali immigrants in the U.S. send money to relatives back home. But in recent years, the feds have cracked down on the services because it's hard to track where the money goes. Many Somalis criticize the heavy scrutiny, but Abdul says she's okay with some extra precautions. She doesn't want her money to end up in the hands of terrorists.
I mean, I want that as well. I want somebody to watch if I am doing harm to my country, which is the United States of America.
Sentencing for Hinda Durrani is set for January. She faces up to 15 years in prison. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.